Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Wow. Welcome. I'm your host, Rashawn McDonald. Welcome to Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Every week, we talk about success stories. We talk about providing information with you, to you, for your opportunity to achieve, you know, dreams that you have out there. Interviews and information for this show is for everyone. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own. This weekend, I have some great news to share with everybody. I'm being honored at the 2023 Kings and Priests Men's Empowerment Summit in Atlanta, Georgia. So if you're in Atlanta, Georgia this weekend, please consider this event. Men, calling all men. The summit's central theme is to help men live their best lives in every aspect, mentally, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. The guest speaker will be Les Brown. The tickets are complimentary. You hear that again? Complimentary. To view the 2023 Kings and Priests Men's Empowerment Summit schedule of events and registration, visit www.kingsinc.com. That's www.kingsinc.com. Again, I'm so thankful that they reached out to me and said they wanted to honor me. It will be this weekend. I appreciate that. And anybody who attends, I appreciate it. Give you a shout out. Come up and talk to me. We'll take a selfie together. My guest is on the phone. This is about insurance, everybody. Something I deal with. I have employees. My wife handles that. I can't handle that. But I got somebody on the phone who's been doing this for a long time. Dr. Fergie Bright Ellington. I hope I said her name right. If not, she will correct me. She is an internal medicine physician and medical billing expert. After practicing more than 20 years in primary care and psychiatric settings as a health insurance executive, Dr. Fergie now helps patients understand complex medical procedures, communicates effectively with their healthcare providers, and avoid financial devastation from crushing medical bills through her What Your Doctor Wants You to Know series. It's a podcast series available on all the platforms. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, Dr. Fergie Bright Ellington. Did I say your name correctly, Dr. Ellington?
Rashawn, thank you so much for having me. I just have to tell you, get 5 stars, gold stars for the day. You said it perfectly.
Oh, good. Yeah. You know, just want to get the show started out right, you know, because my name's Rashawn. So I was doing a Zoom call. Guys are rushing. How you doing? I go, excuse me, sir. My name's Rashawn. so I'm very.
I tell people that all the time.
You know. Yeah, you gotta. You know, the reason I've been trying to get you on this call for a long time because I respect what you do, and what you do is impacting people on a daily basis, various age groups. Now, I have now on Medicare, okay? So life, I go in the drugstore and my medicine's basically complimentary. And so I just pay a nominal fee monthly for my medical services. That's what's available to me now. I feel good about myself. Tell us about the medical industry in general, and what is your purpose as to why you're so focused on getting it right for all of us?
So that's something I thank you for pointing out the issues, Rashawn, in that you at the very beginning you said, you know, we're going to talk about insurance, and actually we're going to talk about what if you can't afford insurance?
Right.
And there are things you can do. And I don't want you to go, what I call, don't go pare back. Don't go without insurance. That's the number one thing people in their 20s and 30s can do to destroy their financial future.
Mm-hmm.
And to your point, yeah, you're like, now I'm Medicare age. I'm pretty much covered. Well, I teach people how to get Medicare prices so they don't get bankrupt. They don't become among America's number one cause of debt and bankruptcy. They don't become a victim of the U.S. healthcare cost system. They become mm-hmm. basically what I call an American healthcare cost victim, Rashawn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this, because we know, because like I said, we are talking about, it's a slice of life out there. There are people out there who are young, who think they're just naturally going to be healthy all their lives. You know, they might get a cold.
We're invincible, right?
Right. I was there. You know, who needs insurance?
Yes,
you know, you put off what you need because you don't think you need it till it happens. And then all of a sudden disaster strikes. Walk us through the steps, because, you know, Dr. Ellington, you know, we have the 20s, we have the 30s, we have the 40s, 50s and 60s and up. Are there different attitudes in each age group that we should be aware of?
Yes, sir. And you said it. The people, you know, when we're young and beautiful and healthy and hot and doing it, you know, in our 20s and 30s and 40s, right? And even, you know, 50 is the new 35, right?
Mm-hmm.
We think that we're invincible still. And we're like, well, I don't have any health problems. I exercise every day. I bike. I'm a bike-a-thoner. I am just invincible.
Right.
Yeah, life happens. You know, the chances are it's not going to happen to me. So this is the thing. Life happens, and most Americans, and even those of us with great health insurance, are just one accident or illness away from a lifetime of debt or worse. And so, yeah, you know, eventually, if you're a serious biker, eventually you're going to get in an accident where you get hit by a car that's not your fault.
Right.
You know, you just, you know, they don't see you and that kind of thing. And there you go. There you go. And you're facing debt that will ruin essentially your life.
Well, help me out with that, Dr. Ellington, because you know, I think I got insurance. I'm not saying me in particular. I got great health insurance, but but you turn around and say, I'm not questioning you. I just want to explain this to my audience. But you, even with great health insurance, you still are just one injury or illness away from a lifetime of debt. Explain that, even though you have great health insurance.
And that's because there's a couple of reasons for that, Rashawn. If you have insurance, you, every year, January 1, the clock starts over, you have what's called a deductible, which means that you don't have insurance until you meet that magic number.
Mm.
And that's only what the insurance agrees to cover.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, hey, yeah, I know that you paid $3,500 for this procedure, but we don't think it's medically necessary. So that's not going to contribute. That does not count towards your deductible. So God forbid you are in a bike accident on December 31st
mm-hmm.
and you go into the emergency room and they're like, you know what, you're going to have to get hip surgery, emergency surgery first thing tomorrow or the next business day, which is January 2nd. And boom, that big expensive emergency room visit and procedures and everything, that is great for December until December 31st,
mm-hmm.
but you're uninsured as of January 1st. With all of the surgeries that you're going to need, that's the issue.
Wow.
That's why both those of us, even with great health insurance, it just takes one serious injury or accident or a serious illness diagnosis away from a lifetime of debt. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Life happens. And even if you don't have a family history of certain diseases, serious diseases, it just takes one diagnosis and that's it. Your financial future is ruined.
Let me ask you this, because I'm trying to get that clock, because you said something that I never thought about. So for instance, because you said, Rashawn, January 1st, it starts all over again. In other words, if you met all your deductibles and everything, and then your insurance is now covering your hospital bills, then come January 1, it starts all over again. So you're saying that it doesn't carry over. That's what you're saying? Come January 1, you're back to square one on meeting your deductible again?
That's right. Every January 1, the clock starts all over. So you could have spent $100,000 in a serious surgery, emergency surgery with complications and, God forbid, ICU time and that kind of thing.
Right.
December 31st, and the clock starts all over again. January 1.
Wow. Wow. I'm going to just tell you, I just assume, and I'm just like anybody else, I'm assuming who's listening to this interview, is that I'm covered. That's why I pay this monthly bill and once I hit my deductible. And I understand what you're saying, because I've spent 30 days in the hospital. You know, and I'm not bragging on that. I was in the hospital for 30 days. My lung collapsed. So I know about, you know, extensive medical bills and what hospitals cover. And I've also had a gallbladder surgery. I've had a thyroid cancer surgery. So your boy been in the hospital a little bit. Okay. And so I understand the processes of bills and also the need for or the proper health plans. If you don't and you can't afford health insurance for you or your family, what do you do?
Thank you for asking that. That's a big deal. So the insurance premiums are so expensive, and even with the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, what folks call Obamacare or the federal marketplace, even with the subsidies that you get if you meet a certain income level, it's not affordable for many of us. So I talk about this issue for this reason, especially in this gig economy. And thank you for, Rashawn, what you do in terms of teaching folks how to be in our community, how to be self-employed, essentially how to have our own businesses, because that's the path to real wealth and generational wealth.
Right.
Not being a highly paid employee, right?
Mm-hmm.
But people can't afford to quit their jobs because they can't afford to have insurance outside or pay for those big monthly premiums outside of their employers. Or they can't afford, they looked into it, they're getting ready to hang out their shingle. They want to do this, quit their job and work in their business full time, but they're looking at pricing. Well, health insurance, even with the federal marketplace or Obamacare, I can't afford it. So this is what you're going to do. First of all, remember what insurance is for. Insurance is to protect you from the risk of a cost that you cannot afford.
Right.
So homeowners insurance, right? When you have, until you pay off that mortgage, you're required to have homeowners insurance because God forbid, the house catches fire. You can't afford to replace that house or rebuild that house. Car insurance. You have to have car insurance because by state law, even if you have the car paid off and you own the car, you still have to have basic car insurance, because what if you hurt someone in an accident happens, you're told that you're to blame for the car accident. There's the other person's health bills, their medical bills, and that kind of thing. And that is really prohibitive, right? We're talking about medical bills, so that's expensive. You can't afford it. Most of us can't afford to pay out of pocket. So that's what insurance is for. So think about, in the United States, we use health insurance for everything. We go in whenever we go in for a regular checkup, or if we need, like, let's say that we've got this cough that we thought was just a cold, but it's been lasting for 3 weeks. We need to go in and get it checked out before it becomes something really serious, or it could be something serious. Well, we go in, we put every little thing on our health insurance. That's the only insurance that we do in the United States where we expect them to pay everything. Now, let's say that you have homeowner's insurance, right? You have a home. You have homeowner's insurance. And let's say you break the window like I did when I was a teenager. My dad was on the roof and he said, "Hey, Virgie, throw me the hammer." And I threw it right through the garage window. Now, he was not happy about having to replace that window himself, but he's not going to go and his homeowner's insurance, make a claim on that homeowner's insurance and have a premium go up. You
right.
don't do it for every little thing. Health insurance is the only thing that we do that for. So that's my point. I just wanted to just give that background. And that's why when, you know, we buy a TV or something, a big screen, giant TV.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Quora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
At the big box store, and they ask, well, do you want protection on that or do you want insurance on that? You're like, no, I'm not going to be happy if I have to, something happens and I have to, spend $600, but it's not going to ruin my financial future, for me and my family. So I just wanted to go over that because that's why we want to think about insurance in a different way. You want to still protect yourself. Don't go without health insurance, but think about it in a different way. So what we're going to do is this. Number one, you're going to think about something that's called DPC, Direct Primary Care, which is where you pay, like, basically it's like a membership. You pay something between like $70 to $125 a month, and it's out of pocket, whenever you go in. Let's say you have this cough and you're, do I have a bronchitis or gosh, is my asthma acting up or, I really need to do better with my diabetes. You know what that bill is going to be every visit. It's going to be a couple of $100 usually, but at least you know what it is, and it's something that is something you can plan for and schedule. And that monthly premium is basically a discount, and it's affordable. But, Rashawn, what you're going to do is, and this is where the insurance comes in, meaning risk, protecting yourself and your future, that's when you're going to back that up with what's called with an employer, it's called supplemental insurance.
Right.
When you're buying it outside of your employer, it's called critical illness insurance or hospitalization insurance or accidental insurance or accident insurance. So those are small premiums that you pay. And what happens is if you have to make a claim, you get paid a cash lump sum. So you don't have to prove that you don't have to say, well, is it medically necessary or is it experimental? So no, we're not going to pay for it. They pay out depending if you meet that plan's policy.
Right.
So
Dr. Ellington, I want to hold that thought. I'm going to go to break because you said some amazing things about things that you insure, home, auto. But nothing about, and you have to if you owe money on that car. You have to if you owe money on that house. But your body, the human, nobody says you have to insure your body. That is
That's
amazing
right.
statement you made that I want to point that out to everybody. That there are demands out there that you cannot drive that car off the lot unless you have insurance. You cannot get the key to that home unless you have insurance. But you can walk out of your house every day, get on the bus, drive a car, get on the plane, and not have health insurance. And nobody is forcing you to do that like they try to do when you buy a home or buy a car. What your doctor wants you to know. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversation Masterclass.
Now let's return to Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
Welcome back to Money Making Conversations Masterclass. When you talk about insurance, a lot of people, why are you talking about insurance on an entrepreneurial show? Because if you're sick, you can't go to work. If you're in debt, then guess what? You might not be able to pursue your dream. If you're self-employed, then you need the insurance, especially when we're dealing with COVID still out there. All these illnesses are very active. Now, if you get up in age, then other things start happening, high blood pressure, diabetes, all these things. Not saying you can't get diabetes at a younger age, but as you get older, I know for a fact things start breaking down. And so you have to have insurance along the way. But when you don't know, you don't know. And like I said earlier, you know, I don't deal with the insurance in my company. You know, my wife handles that because guess what? It's a very complicated process. You know, I've had employees who, you know, because, you know, we don't pay 100% of the insurance. And they might go, I'm going to drop it. I can't afford that. You know, they'll say that, you know, because they feel they're young and they don't want to pay the part that they need to pay to stay insured. And so when I wanted to book you on the show, and I'm glad I finally got you on the show, Dr. Ellington, you know, the process that I deal with mostly with people is that until they need it, they don't see the value in health insurance. What can we do? Is it always a financial decision, or people just, I wouldn't use the word ignorant, or just don't want to value the importance of setting aside that money because of that rainy day might happen? It might happen. Your thoughts?
It's just human nature. We don't want to think about bad news. We think, oh, yes, I know the only thing that's guaranteed in life is death and taxes. Well, no, it's only death, because, you know, if you're willing to sit in a jail, you know, you don't have to pay taxes if you don't want to, you know, but we're all going to die. But we have folks that have children, so folks that, young ones that are dependent on us, and we don't get life insurance. So if we can't think about life insurance, you know, our eyes glaze over when we have folks dependent on us, how many of us are going to think, oh yeah, I'm not going to get sick. You know, I'm going to live to be 105 and I'm just going to die in my bed. Yeah. And I'm never going to get sick. So it's just human nature. And we just want to roll the dice. We think, okay, I'm young and healthy. I'm just going to take a chance. Well, you know, the insurance companies, that they're professional gamblers. They have folks that their whole business model, they hire these mathematicians, these actuarians who say, you know, we'll take the risk of you. We know eventually you're going to need us. We're going to get your premium every month, and then we'll decide if we're going to give it back or not. They don't guarantee that they're going to cover care. They just give you access to discounts, Rashawn. That's
right,
what the U.S.
Right,
healthcare,
right.
Health insurance and medical insurance does.
And it's really important, because I have employees employed in different states, and just because you have insurance, it might cover Georgia, but might not, just for example, might not cover the state of Texas. So you have to know the premium that you are, or the insurance plan that you are under, and really go through the processes of understanding it, because the rules are changing right before our eyes. Now, I want to ask you this question here, because I'm trying to stick to the questions, because it was so important that some of these things get responded to correctly. The three steps of the only right way to pay a medical bill and save your financial life. The three steps of the only right way to pay a medical bill and save your financial life. Help me out.
Step one, you're going to make sure you get a real bill. Eight to nine times out of ten, Rashawn, what we get in the mail, snail mail, after healthcare or medical services is not a real bill. Why is it not a real bill? Because it doesn't have CPT codes. CPT codes are the universal language, or is the universal language, of the U.S. healthcare system. That's how folks get paid. That's how the insurance company pay things out, and that's how providers get paid. So if an insurance company is not going to pay anything from a provider, any bill from a provider, fancy name for bill from a provider to an insurance company is a claim. If they're not going to pay a claim that doesn't have CPT codes on it, why should you? And why do they send patients eight to nine times out of 10 bills that are not real bills? They'll say, yeah, it's an itemized bill, but it won't have CPT anywhere on the document, on the statement to the first. Why do they do that? Because it works. We fall for it. We think that number they give us, that first bill, I call it the wishing number, upper right-hand corner.
Right.
They're wishing and hoping and praying you fall for it. That's a made-up number. That is what I call the MRSP, the manufacturer retail sticker price. No. So you're going to call back, ask for a real bill with CPT codes. Then you're going to take that. Once you get that real bill with CPT codes on it, it'll say something like CPT somewhere at the top, and maybe CPT/HCPCS is a subtype of CPT. But if you're trying to remember, okay, well, how am I supposed to remember what kind of code it is? Not service code. They'll try to trick you with that. CPT code. And I tell people, hey, how do you remember CPT? think can't pay this.
Yeah,
it doesn't have a CPT,
yeah, can't pay this.
Pay,
that's right. Okay,
can't
CPT.
This, right. Take it to step two. Once you get that real bill with CPT codes, you're going to Google, or you can use my Medical Bill Buster app that I developed just for this to make it faster for you to find it. You can find it on our website, CrushMedicalDebt.com. You're going to research what that description of each CPT code is, because maybe you're being double billed or you're being upcharged. You went to the emergency room, you had a fracture, and they set it for you. No, they didn't set it for you. Sorry. They put it in a sling, and they said, you know what, you're going to have to see an orthopedic doc surgeon in a few days, and they're going to do surgery on you, and they send you home to wait. And then you get a bill, and it says, well, humeral fracture intervention. Well, that's a fancy name for broken arm, but intervention, and they just gave you a sling, that's just an example of an upcharge. So you're going to do that step two, Google, research, Medical Bill Buster, however, you're going to online research what each CPT code is described to make sure it sounds like the, relatively sounds like the care that you believe you received. While you're there, this is the important part, Rashawn, this is where the money is. You talked about Medicare. You're going to, while you're there Googling the description, find out what Medicare pays for each of those CPT
right.
codes you're being billed for. Why? Because Medicare is the lowest retail, most fair price that any provider in the United States will agree to accept, period.
You know,
and you don't have to be Medicare age. You don't have to. People say, well, that's Medicare. That's for old people. They just check out, Rashawn. Their eyes glaze over. You know, I'm not 65 or over. I'm not on Medicare. You don't have to be. You're automatically, without being confrontational, you're saying, hey, this is a price I know that you guys accept 60% of the time, because 60% of people on average throughout the United States has Medicare. I don't have to have Medicare to be able to negotiate that price to say that's what I'm getting ready to say, or to pay, rather.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're going to do in step three. You're going to call back the provider after you totaled up what Medicare pays for the services you receive. And sometimes, Rashawn, it's a tenth. A fraction. People think I'm exaggerating, but when you see the numbers, it's true. A fraction of the price that you've been billed. So you may get a bill for $3,800, and you'll find out total all the services, the CPT codes that you've been billed, total all that up, what Medicare pays for, and it might be $380. So in step three, you're going to call that provider back that you called in step one to get that real bill in the first place with the CPT codes, and you're going to say, hey, yeah, that bill that you sent me for $3,800, yeah, in my case, I am willing and able to pay $380.
Right.
Who can I speak with who can help me make a payment plan, period? Those are the three steps.
Wow. How can we get in touch with you, doctor?
You can find me at crushmedicaldebt.com, or you can actually... on the site, there's a page that says contact, and I believe my email address is in there. If it's not, dr.virgie, like short for Virginia, V-I-R-G-I-E, at crushmedicaldebt.com.
Dr. Virgie Bright Ellington, I want to thank you. You know, the interesting thing about when we're discussing insurance and you're talking about whether it's medical, you know, people tend to tune out. Oh, that sounds so complicated. It sounds so boring. Okay. Go to the hospital and can't afford to pay for it. Or go to the hospital, they tell you that you need insurance. I'm just telling you, you as a self-employed individual, you gotta figure out a way to budget some type of health plan in your life, because that day will come. We live in a society where you get on the plane, I wear a mask every time I fly. I'm not taking any risks. And I want to thank you, and I want to invite you on the show back on the show in January when everything resets, so we can remind people it's a new game. This is January. You're starting from zero again. Can you do that for me, Dr. Ellington?
It's a promise, Rashawn. And you know what? January is National Financial Wellness Month. So we'll be right on time. Financial wellness. It'll be perfect. I'll be there.
Cool. One more time. Tell us how we can get in touch with you as I let you go.
CrushMedicalDebt.com. And there's contact link there. If not, I believe my email address is there. But if not, I'll give it to you now. dr.virgie, V-I-R-G-I-E. At crushmedicaldebt.com.
Cool. Great. Thank you. We'll talk soon, like in Happy New Year time in January, next time you come on the show. Be safe and keep spreading this great information. I appreciate you.
We appreciate you, Rashawn. Thank you.
Thank you. Next week, I will not have a guest in the first hour. I'll be talking about value proposition. That's a magical two words that you need to know. You should write it down now. You should Google those two words, value proposition. You need to understand what yours is. We'll be talking about that next week on Money Making Conversation. The first half hour will only be about value proposition and you understanding what yours is. When we continue to finish that half hour, we now will have a guest in the second half hour. But again, my guest is coming up. She's on hold. You don't want to miss it. Don't go nowhere. Come on back to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I'll be with Ariel Biggs right back with more on Money Making Conversation Masterclass. Value proposition next week.
Money Making Conversations Masterclass continues online at moneymakingconversations.com and follow Money Making Conversations Masterclass on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time you stop reading other people's success stories and start writing your own.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.